We had a school board meeting last week and lots of stuff to cover. Let's talk about the, again, an annual meeting. I didn't know school districts had annual meetings.
Well, typically they don't, but given the fact that ISD 166 is experiencing drastic drops in enrollment, and we've had a lot of community conversation about wanting stakeholders to get more involved with the school, the communications team led by Deb White decided that we should put together an annual meeting, which we're going to have May 24th, 6:30 to 7:30. There'll be a brief overview of finances and academics, and there will be a community report available. And then we're going to break into small groups to try and brainstorm ways that ISD 166 can better serve the stakeholders in the community.
Okay, stakeholders, and that includes senior citizens. You have a volunteer program called Foster Grandparent.
We do, and we have one person, David Hahn, that's heavily involved with the Foster Grandparent program, and he has done a wonderful job, and we're so thankful for that program. In addition to David Hahn, we have Lyle Gerard and several other volunteers in our school district, and it's volunteering at ISD 166 is a great opportunity for folks. And so if you're out there and you're interested in helping us out, anything from reading to students to other volunteer work, I'd encourage you to contact PTA members or Gwen Carmen at the school.
We have a contract, the Cook County Education Association and the school district that was ratified. That's the 2011-13 contract.
Yes, we do, and we're pleased with that. I'd like to thank Mary Sanders and Terry Collins as board negotiators, and also the teacher negotiators, Al Heine, Betsy Jorgensen, and Mark Tavernier. The process was very amicable and respectful, which was wonderful. And we ended up bringing in a mediator, which is very typical in the contracts this year across the state. We're finishing about middle of the pack as far as school districts that have settled. About half the schools have settled, and approximately half are still out. And overall, the contract was what a contract should be. There was give and take on both parts. There'll be a 0% increase across the salary schedule for this year and a 1% for next year. So I think a fair contract, but as we know, everybody is struggling financially, and there's just not the money to give large raises, even though we know our faculty, certainly all the employees at ISD 166 are deserving of substantial raises, but it's just not on the cards right now.
But at least there's a contract.
Yes, there
is. That's good news. The district has a literacy plan. I understand this is a state mandate. What does that mean? I have to learn how to read by I'm three or what?
Yeah, not by three, but they do want you reading by the time you leave high school. Actually, by grade three is really the aim, is that we want to make sure all children are reading at grade level by grade three, because typically if they are, then they will continue to progress per age level as they go through. So the state of Minnesota has mandated a literacy plan for all schools, and that plan will be posted on our website after June 1st, possibly before. The board did approve it, and what it is that it is a plan for birth through grade 12, helping kids become literate and talking about how we're going to make sure that all children are reading and how we're going to communicate with parents and ways that parents can be involved in the process.
I heard a statistic recently that said that either writing or general literacy level in the United States is around ninth grade.
No, that's probably about right. Actually, the newspapers across the country are typically written at an eighth grade reading level, because that's typically where the average American reads and reads fluently.
That's why nobody listens to me.
That's right.
I use big words. Okay. Performing arts curriculum recommendations. Now, you go through different disciplines, kind of rotate through them, take one or two a year. Well, what's this one about?
Correct. We have what's called a 7-year curriculum review cycle, so that curriculum is reviewed regularly in each area. This year, it is what we call the performing arts area, which included art, PE, health, and band. And this group spends a significant portion of time during the year planning how they can update their curriculum, what their needs are, and we give an infusion of a substantial amount of money, in this case about $60,000, which is spread over those areas. And then they use that, for instance, band is going to be purchasing a number of instruments, which is probably overdue, and then updating other curriculum areas as well. And then after the infusion of money, they still have a yearly budget as well. And so we do that with a variety of courses, and it's a 7-year rotation, so that there's various departments up each year. Probably one of the biggest pieces of the review process is that the teachers look at what's new that's out there, what is working, what the national standards are, what the state standards are, and they make sure that their curriculum is meeting those needs.
Community Center, I know the school board is on record as at least supporting the possibility of attaching a community center to the school.
Yes. Well, first of all, I just want to make sure we clarify, because I know this is very important to the board members, is that the board is neutral on whether or not to build the community center. The feeling is, though, if a community center is going to be built, that yes, attachment to the school is likely the best for taxpayers as a whole, because we know we have renovations that need to be done on the west end of the school, which if they're going to put on the community center is beneficial to the school district. And also beneficial to the taxpayers in the long run if a community center is going to be built, which certainly looks like it's going to be. Approximately 20,000 square feet would be used out of existing space of the school district, which I know is important. And again, a good use of money where we're taking existing space and renovating it rather than building from scratch. And then there's approximately 12,000 additional square feet. So originally when the community center project was put out there in April of last year, I think they were looking at about a 45,000 square foot facility that has already been trimmed back to 32,000 square feet. And again, we're reusing existing space. And I think it has a lot of real great potential for collaboration and a good way to serve the community.
Okay, we've been speaking with ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Thanks again.